Occasionally, I try to come up with something fun, something new that we as a family can do together. One of these ideas, a number of years back, I thought it would be fun together as a family to play hide and seek. I loved that when I was a kid. And I thought it'd be fun to do that in our house at night with all of the lights out, completely dark, in our own house. So familiar, but unable to see. Hide and seek in the dark. And we did that. And it was fun. Well, this week, I came home one evening, and to be honest, this particular day of the week, I was a bit burdened. I was a bit drained, just a normal day of work. I just wanted to rest. I really didn't feel like exerting myself. And a few other people at home also had full, pressured days from school, from activities, and some of them just wanted some rest. Something fun. What would be fun for us to do together as a family? Well, one person immediately and enthusiastically, it wasn't me, immediately requested, "Let's play hide and seek in the dark." And that's great. But inside, I just did not feel up for it just then. I felt like something else. I felt like getting out. I felt like just vegging out, something else. But other people didn't want to do it. So here I am, the dad, also the person who tries to make a big deal, talking about esteeming the preferences of others, foot washing, showing love. But I really did not want to do hide and seek in the dark that night. So what did I do? Well, obviously, I put it up for a vote. And hide and seek in the dark lost that night. We did something else, and it was fine. But I felt sour. I felt sour about it for a while. My will, who serves sacrificially, it just wasn't there. It wasn't there that night. When you love and you serve sacrificially, you do things that you don't like for the joy and for the love of the other person. Jesus Christ never, never had a failure to serve sacrificially. And in this supper, he demonstrates that kind of love. He died for us. Jesus doesn't like pain. He didn't like the pain of the cross. Jesus doesn't love agony, but Jesus loves you. And so he sacrificed himself for you. He's that committed to your welfare. In this meal, we take bread, Jesus, his body, for our bodies and souls. In this meal, we take wine. Jesus lost his life in this rescue. And so when you take this supper, you say this: Jesus, let catastrophe overtake him so that we could be spared, and not just spared, but savored. You are his treasure. You are his kids. You're his beloved, his bride, his delight. And so Jesus arranged this new Passover supper, and he says, do this, and remember me as you do this. I'll feed you as you do it. If you've come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son through the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come take this supper. If you're here with us and you're not a Christian, you're not sure what's going on with this gospel talk, we are really glad that you're here. We urge you not to take the supper, but to stay here with us. Sit back, take it all in. Ask us about it. We would love to tell you more about it. Now let's pray together. Lord, take the bread and the wine, and as we take it, feed us spiritually and cause us to remember what Jesus has done and to receive him in this and to receive the love that he keeps demonstrating and pouring out to us as we eat and drink. Convince us again that we are loved. It's too good to be true, but we are loved. And so feed us and nourish us with Christ. In this supper we pray. Amen.